From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions between Turkey and Russia. Turkey's president today questioned the future of relations between his country and Russia after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian military planes along the Turkish border with Syria. Dorian Jones has more.
The Russian ambassador, for a second time in as many days, was summoned by the Turkish Foreign Ministry to receive a diplomatic dressing down. The call was to protest a Russian warplane violating Turkish airspace on Sunday. Turkish fighter jets were scrambled Saturday to intercept a Russian bomber. Moscow has blamed navigational error for the first violation and says it's investigating the second. But NATO says it believes the violations are deliberate. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility.
A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
The aerial bombardment Saturday killed some 22 people. The family of convicted South African Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius is criticizing government authorities for delays in transferring him from prison to less restrictive house arrest. Pistorius was jailed in 2014 for killing his girlfriend. A parole board on Monday ruled that Pistorius should not yet be granted house arrest despite earlier qualifying for it. The board ruled he first must undergo psychotherapy. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights called on EU member states to ensure that all discussions of migration policy are grounded on the need to protect the human rights of all migrants. Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein spoke in advance of an October 8th meeting of the EU Justice and Home Affairs Council. He expressed concern about the so-called hotspot approach driven by the country's need for security. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the city of Aden. In a statement posted online, the militant group said it carried out 4 suicide bombings against the targets in Yemen. That contradicted accounts from officials that said the attacks involved rockets fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Many U.S. lawmakers reacted cautiously to the successful conclusion of negotiations to form the world's biggest trading bloc. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific Rim nations that account for 40% of global economic output. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he wants to avoid an escalation of violence, his most direct comments since unrest has spread in recent days in Israel. On Tuesday, Israeli forces fought with Palestinian youths during demonstrations at a checkpoint between Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Ramallah. A special U.S. envoy is in the Iraqi capital for talks on the international coalition support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. Retired Marine General John Allen arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday for meetings with senior Iraqi government and security officials. The United Nations Children's Fund is urging Sudan's warring parties to give the go-ahead for a life-saving measles vaccination campaign. Lisa Schlein has more.
UNICEF welcomes a recent ceasefire agreement between Sudan's government and rebels in 3 parts of the country. The agency says it hopes the cessation of hostilities will finally allow it and other aid organizations access to tens of thousands of children in the Nuba Mountains, parts of the Blue Nile states, and Jabal Mara in northern Darfur. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says these areas have been off-limits for 4 years. He says his agency is extremely worried about the condition of children there, as a full picture of their humanitarian needs is not known. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities on the Maldives Islands say last month's explosion aboard a boat carrying President Abdullah Yameen was an assassination attempt. Officials initially had blamed a mechanical problem. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.